Hello, and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Friday, April 12th, and we start with local news. Murray Regional Medical Center's proposed sale of roughly 6.5 acres of property on Trotwood Avenue for a potential hotel was presented to the county's Health and Environment Committee during its April meeting. The Murray Regional Board of Trustees presented a resolution passed at the group's March meeting indicating its desire to sell 7 tracts on Trotwood for at least $2.95 million to Duke and Gobble Properties, LLC, a development group based in Lawrence County. The proposal was approved in advance to the Budget Committee. Dr. Martin Chaney, Chief Executive Officer of Murray Regional, spoke with commissioners about the proposed sale. Per the Private Act of 1995 passed by the General Assembly, the sale of any hospital property exceeding $1 million requires the approval of 2/3 of the County Commission. It's been in the talks for a while. We look at all of our properties and how we can strategically use them. Are they bringing us current benefit? Are they going to have future benefit? Chaney asked. We were approached several months ago with an intriguing proposal to buy that property for the placement of at least one hotel. Dr. Chaney said the hospital's leadership team and board of trustees had examined the proposal and endorsed it. He presented both identified pros and cons to the potential sale. A partnership for a hotel is good for Murray Regional. To have it at that close to our hospital, we would use it a lot, he said, noting past snow days when the hospital had to house nurses and had nowhere to put them, in addition for the ease of patient visitors. Other identified pros to the idea included increased tourism development and assistance with the financial stewardship of the hospital. Dr. Chaney did say if a hotel were built on the property, the hospital would have to develop a working relationship. In addition, the potential impact to traffic on Trotwood Avenue was addressed. There will have to be some work done. We do see this as an opportunity to potentially incorporate some turn lanes there, Dr. Chaney said. Commissioners seemed amenable to the proposal, with Kevin Markham saying, "I'm in favor of doing this. That property needs to be used for something productive." However, Scott Sumners raised concerns over Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder having written the resolution on behalf of the hospital. Dr. Chaney noted that Mulder has served as the hospital's backup legal counsel for a number of years, and that he was only used because Murray Regional's regular attorney was on an extended vacation. Commissioner Gabe Howard also addressed traffic concerns, saying he had reviewed traffic crash data on Trotwood Avenue and that most crashes occur between Columbia Academy and Columbia Fire Station 4. Ray Jeter asked about the current zoning of the property, with Dr. Chaney saying the property would have to be rezoned in order to put a hotel there. Commission Chairman Eric Previti added, "This side of town, we're not very well served. This will be a game changer, a boost for the restaurants," he said. Dr. Chaney also spoke on the hospital's strategic growth plan, noting there were 61 defined growth initiatives in the 5-year plan that covers 2023 through 2028. Chaney said 60% of those had been accomplished or were in the process of being completed in the first year. "We've met our new provider requirement goals for the first year, issued really strong marketing plans, and then our renovations and brand identity to address our increased volume is well underway," Dr. Chaney said. The hospital has purchased land in Lawrenceburg for an eventual 60,000 square foot health park. Part of that space will be subleased to other providers, but the park will include labs, an imaging center, and eventually the hospital's sleep lab. "We're hoping that within a year from now, we'll be fully operational in this building," Chaney said. Of 15 projects on the main Columbia campus, 11 have begun, according to Dr. Chaney. Among the projects are remodels of operating rooms, updates to the emergency treatment areas, and an ambulatory surgical center that should break ground sometime in April. Dr. Chaney also addressed future expansion plans, saying Murray Regional was working to determine whether added floors to its tower or building out elsewhere from the hospital was the best option from a cost standpoint. Yesterday, the Kitty Academy Educational Child Care Center in Spring Hill held a grand opening. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy attended the ribbon cutting and spoke to director Autumn Oberhalser to learn about what the new facility will offer its students.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this morning I'm in Spring Hill at a ribbon cutting celebrating the grand opening of the Kitty Academy Educational Child Care Center. And I'm speaking with Autumn Oberholzer, the director. Congratulations, Autumn.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much, Mary Susan. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're all anxious to learn more about Kitty Academy. Tell us about it.
Well, Kitty Academy is one of the top child care centers in the nation. We are a franchise with just shy of about 500 locations statewide. We are one of the few that are right here in Middle Tennessee. We've been open for about 4 weeks now, and Kitty Academy is all about meeting children where they're at currently and preparing them for the next stages in their life.
That's perfect. Can you tell us what age child would be eligible?
Yes, ma'am. We offer child care for children between 6 weeks up to 6 years old, although we are licensed from 6 weeks to 12 years old. We currently have a year-round program for the 2024-2025 school year for those children 6 weeks to 6 years. And then starting this fall, we'll have our extended aftercare program for our children who are in kindergarten up to 12 years old.
Well, that's just fabulous. I know parents will appreciate that. And tell us about some of the activities the children engage in.
Yes, ma'am. So we're all about helping with their developmental goals while they're here with us at the Child Care Center. So some of the great things you'll see in our centers is a lot of cognitive development activities. So they're learning to recognize sight words, they're learning their colors, the numbers, all the general preschool activities that you can think of. And then we really want to dive in their social emotional development at this age as well. Why they feel the way that they feel, how they can help soothe themselves when they get those big feelings, and just helping them to become this whole well-rounded human being before they go off into kindergarten and beyond.
Well, that is so wonderful. That's above and beyond what you find in most child care centers, I would think. And tell everybody your days and hours of operation.
Yes, ma'am. We are open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. After school care program, when that starts in the fall, typically whenever you get out of that elementary program, typically between 2:30 and 3 o'clock, they would get bused here to our school, and we provide that service until 6 for them.
Well, that'll be super convenient for so many parents. And tell everybody where you're located.
Yes, ma'am. We're at 139 Kedron Parkway. If you're familiar with the Home Depot, we're right next door on one side, and we also have the Spring Hill Library off to the left as well.
Wow, that's wonderful too, right next to the library. Mm-hmm. And how would interested parents contact you maybe for a tour or to enroll a child?
Yeah, the easiest method to contact me is right at our school number, which is 931-805-9001.
Let's do that number one more time.
That is 931-805-9001.
Got it. And is there an online presence you'd like to share, like maybe a website or social media?
Yeah, so you can see us online at www.kittyacademy.com/Spring Hill. We also have an Instagram and Facebook account as well. Just look up Kitty Academy of Spring Hill.
Well, I know y'all are going to do super well, and you're such an asset to the community. Thank you. And again, this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
Yesterday afternoon, a groundbreaking ceremony was held in downtown Columbia at the site of The Drake, a new six-story luxury apartment and retail complex. WKOM WKRM's Delk Kennedy attended the ceremony and spoke to Sam Yeager of Bristol Development Group to learn more about what the facility will offer its residents and the community.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. Today, this afternoon, I am in beautiful downtown Columbia, Tennessee. The weather's not so good, but it's still gorgeous down here. I'm at the corner of 7th and Woodland Street, where we've just had a groundbreaking for The Drake. It is a residential, a 293-unit residential apartment complex, which will be here in downtown Columbia. It will feature retail as well. I'm talking to Sam Yeager, president of Bristol Development Group. Sam, tell us what we're going to find here in 2 years.
I think this project will rival anything to be found in Nashville. The amenities will be at least, if not better, than anything we've ever done. We will have everything that ranges from, of course, a pool and a workout center to dog spas, dog parks. We will have places where people can recreate. We'll have private offices that people can go to and have conferences if they want to start a business here and as well as work and live here. And the finishes will be something you would find in a luxury home. Quartz countertops, beautiful cabinetry, high ceilings. I mean, it will be just absolutely luxurious to live in.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Now, we're talking about 293 apartments.
That's correct. Plus,
and some retail space as well?
Yeah, there'll be about 4,500 square feet of retail. Of course, our goal here is that this will prime additional retail all around here to make it more viable for even more people to locate here for retail.
And we're looking at a two-year timetable to completion?
Approximately 24 months, that's correct.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. Again, Del Kennedy, downtown Columbia, Tennessee, corner of 7th and Woodland. I'm at the groundbreaking for the Drake, 293 luxury apartments in downtown Columbia retail space. Mr. Yeager, this is very exciting.
We're very excited to be here.
Thank you.
Yesterday afternoon, Columbia State Community College dedicated a promenade in honor of President Emeritus Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins. WKOM-WKRM's Delk Kennedy attended the event and spoke to current college president Dr. Janet F. Smith to hear about Dr. Hawkins' legacy to the college and to Dr. Hawkins herself to hear about how she felt about receiving the honor.
This is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I'm at Columbia State Community College. I have just been at a naming ceremony where a promenade, a walkway here at the college, the Columbia campus, where the graduating students process each May, has been named in honor of Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins, president of Columbia State Community College from 1997 to 2008, 11 years. The graduation promenade has been named in her honor. This is where the students walk each May as they graduate here, and also a plaza in the middle of the campus here has been named in honor of Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins. First, I'm speaking with Dr. Janet Smith, the president of Columbia State Community College. Dr. Smith, tell me about the legacy of Dr. Hawkins.
Well, to tell you about the legacy, you don't have enough time on this radio show. But she has been very strong in terms of building programs for student success at this college. We all know about the Hickman Building and what that is to this community. That was acquired during Dr. Hawkins' time. It wasn't just acquired, it was her work that led to that. The work that she did with building the foundation and the success of the foundation and what that has carried us for in the future. The graduate that we have on our campus that is a sculpture and what that means to our students was all from Dr. Hawkins and her gift to the college and her thinking about the success of our students. There's just so many things. I've just hit a couple of highlights there. But if you go through the history of the time that she was at the college, all you will see is a continued growth of the college, the success of the college in meeting for student success and in planning for our community and being a part of our community and the growth of our college for its future. And those are things that she did continuously. And so we are just very, very proud to be able to recognize that by naming this promenade in her honor. A time that we know that students from this day forward, as they walk down that walkway to graduate, the work of Dr. Hawkins is going to be on their lips because they're going to talk about the Hawkins Promenade. And so we are just very, very happy at Columbia State to be able to recognize the accomplishments and recognize them in a way so other people see it and they see it in our community.
That's amazing. And Dr. Hawkins, President Emeritus Hawkins, one of the things I've really enjoyed this afternoon, which I can't show on the radio, though, is the portrait of you in your academic robes leading the graduates down the promenade. You spoke this afternoon about what it was like to experience graduation as the president of the college, to award those diplomas. Tell us about that.
Well, the commencement day or the graduation day was always my most very special time of the year. And for me, what that means is it's the culmination of a lot of hard work on the part of the graduate, on the part of our faculty and staff, and all the families that support the graduates. So a lot of work and a lot of effort goes into a graduate. And I said, you know, it takes a village to produce a graduate.
They each have their own unique story.
And they do each have their own story. And we wish often that we could dig into those stories. And I got to on many occasions, and I know Dr. Smith gets to too, but not all 500 of them. and there's 500 beautiful stories there to be told. And having the graduate walkway named in my honor is such a tribute, such a tribute. And I'll be forever grateful. Those graduates are out there in our communities and representing Columbia State and all the good things that happen for them here through their hard work. So it's a special day, and in my remarks, I wanted people to understand that I had experienced something the majority of folks don't ever get to experience. And I wanted them to have a taste of that, if possible. So that's what I did this afternoon.
It was certainly a moving ceremony. Again,
well, it has been. And there have been surprises. I was told, Dr. Smith, there would be surprises, and there were. And so very pleasant surprises. And I'm grateful for those.
Dr. Hawkins, once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Again, Delp Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, Columbia State Community College, where this afternoon a walkway, which is the promenade for graduates of Columbia State Community College each May, has been named in honor of Dr. Hawkins, the Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins graduation promenade, as well as a plaza here in the middle of the Columbia campus. A wonderful
That was
trip.
A lovely surprise. I didn't know a thing about that.
You have to keep a few things under hat.
Yeah, that was a little icing on the cake.
Fantastic. Once again, congratulations, and thank you for your many years of service to this community.
I've loved this community, and I think that is acknowledged by the fact that I elected to live here after I retired. It feels like home, and I've made it my home over all these years. And I said when I came here from Maryland, the community absolutely embraced me, and I'm forever grateful for that. And people were shocked that I didn't go back to Maryland or back to Virginia, but hey, this is where I belong.
All right. Again, Delp Kennedy, Columbia State Community College. Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins, President Emeritus of Columbia State Community College, has been honored in a moving ceremony. Thank you, ladies.
And now, your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mrs. Wanda Norwood Rice, 80, retired lab technician for Murray Regional Medical Center and a resident of Santa Fe, died Thursday at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Funeral services for Mrs. Rice will be conducted on Monday at 11 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Polk Memorial Gardens. The family will visit with friends on Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have plenty of sunshine today with a high of 66 degrees. Winds will be out of the west-northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, with higher gusts possible. Tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low of 42 degrees. Winds will be calm out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For your weekend forecast, we will see mainly sunny skies with temps rising. Saturday's high will be 77, and on Sunday, we'll hit 80. Overnight weekend lows will be in the high 50s. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group. And if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs. And I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular schedule cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. House Republicans are voicing concerns over Tennessee Education Commissioner Lizette Reynolds' qualifications to continue leading that state agency. One is calling her perceived lack of credentials, quote, a slap in the face
to teachers and calling for her resignation following a report by the Tennessean that Reynolds repeatedly signed forms misrepresenting her tenure with the state to obtain a taxpayer-funded tuition waiver. Records obtained by the Tennessean show that twice within her first 6 months of employment with the state, Reynolds certified under penalty of perjury that she had worked for the state for 6 months or more, while seeking to waive tuition for classes at the University of Tennessee at Martin in pursuit of a teaching credential, something state law requires education commissioners to hold. State employees are only eligible for free tuition after they have been working at least 6 months. After inquiries from the Tennessean last week, the Tennessee Department of Education said the tuition was paid as the result of an administrative error, and Reynolds has recently repaid tuition funds. The department has pointed to a recent state law and flexibility around teacher shortages as evidence Reynolds is qualified for the position. But at least one Republican lawmaker is questioning whether Reynolds should continue to lead the department, and one is calling for her resignation. She committed a crime. I'm not a lawyer, by no means, but I think it warrants the Attorney General maybe looking into it, Representative Todd Warner, a Republican from Chapel Hill, said in an interview. I think she should resign, and if she won't, I think the governor should definitely ask for her resignation, he said. Warner said that since the Tennessean broke the story of Reynolds' misuse of tuition waivers, he received more than 50 calls from teachers, school administrators, and school directors in his district and beyond, saying Reynolds should resign. He says Reynolds' lack of a teacher's license is a slap in the face to educators. If she's not qualified to be a teacher in the state of Tennessee, she's definitely not qualified to do this job, Warner said. Warner called Reynolds' pursuit of a tuition waiver for which she was not qualified a nail in the coffin for her service, also citing her lack of teaching credentials and school administrative experience, and concerns over her ability to answer questions on bills in committee, instead relying on colleagues and deputies to answer questions on technicalities of the voucher legislation. It bothers me that we go to places like California, Texas, and bring these people in here to be commissioner of education when they have many, many Tennesseans that are qualified and share the values of the majority of Tennesseans, Warner said. But Reynolds has no intention to resign, according to the department. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Now that the weather is warming up and the sun is shining, it's about time for this year's kayaking season to begin. Higher Pursuits, located at 3114 Cheeks Bend Road, will host its grand opening day of the season starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Spend a relaxing day traveling down the Duck River away from the bustle of cars, work, and regular life while paddling down one of Columbia's most valued and celebrated resources. Reserve your spot today. For more information on Higher Pursuits, their rentals, and classes, visit www.higherpursuits.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today. I'm Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. I'll be back on Monday to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.